Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The 4th of Jumad al-Awwal, corresponding to the 18th of November 2023. Press release. Leaders do not fill the post of one caliph. Translated. The genocide carried out by Jews against Muslims, which completed its sixth week in Gaza today, is still ongoing under the silence of the cowardly rulers of Muslim countries, with the support of the colonial America and the Western Kafir states. For exactly 6 weeks, death has been raining down on Muslims in Gaza. Homes, mosques, hospitals, schools, and camps everywhere are being subjected to severe bombardment. The world has been seeing images of dead Muslims for weeks. In Gaza, the dismembered bodies of women, children, infants, and even fetuses are collected and buried. And no one hears the desperate cries of mothers, fathers, and children that the sky is groaning for. And their calls, quote, O Muslims, O rulers, O armies, where are you? Unquote, remain unanswered. The number of martyrs in the massacres has so far exceeded 12,000, including approximately 5,000 children and infants. The attacks completely destroyed 25 hospitals, 253 schools, 71 mosques, and thousands of buildings. The occupying Jewish soldiers surrounded Al-Shifa Hospital, which had become a symbol in Gaza, and left the wounded inside to die. While these events were taking place in Gaza, leaders of the member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation met in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. At the meeting attended by the criminal Bashar, who killed nearly a million Syrian Muslims and his partner in these massacres, the Iranian President Raisi and the coup plotter Assisi, who killed tens of thousands of Muslims in Egypt, the leaders delivered empty, enthusiastic speeches, took condemnatory resolutions, and called on the United Nations General Assembly to take actions. Also, the leaders of the 57 member states of the organization who consider Mahmoud Abbas, who betrayed the Palestinian cause for years, the only legitimate representative of the Palestinian people, shamelessly demanded that they be allowed to bring humanitarian aid, such as food, medicine, and fuel, into Gaza. Over the past week, we in Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya of Turkiyya have organized press releases and protest demonstrations in 9 different cities titled, quote, Gaza is dying, do not submit, but support, end quote. On Friday, the 10th of November, the demonstrations took place in Aksaraya, Aden, Kahraman Maras, Istanbul, Kocamaje, Istanbul, Umraniya, and Yolva. On Sunday, the 12th of November, the demonstrations were in Adana, Bursa, and Gaziantep. Yesterday, Friday, the 17th of November, we took to the squares in 5 different places: Diyarbakir, Mersin, Izmir, Istanbul Silveri, and Istanbul Fatih, to support our brothers in Gaza, who were subjected to brutal massacres at the hands of the usurping Jewish entity, and to show our reaction to the leaders of the 57 member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. In the press release that we organized under the title, quote, Injustice Does Not End in Gaza, 57 leaders do not fill the post of one caliph, end quote, we addressed these rulers and said, quote, O leaders, kings, princes, presidents and rulers gathered under the name of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. You have gathered as leaders of 57 countries, but did it not occur to any of you to move the armies composed of millions of soldiers? Did it not occur to any of you that only iron can destroy iron, and that the occupying Jews will not be deterred except by force? Did it not occur to any of you to say that you must put an end to this genocide with your land, air, and sea forces and your equipped weapons? Did it not occur to you to at least sever all diplomatic, military, and commercial relations? Did nothing tangible to do occur to you, rather than just condemnation calling for the betrayal of the so-called two-state solution, summoning the United Nations and asking the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court to investigate? For Allah's sake, what did you come together for? What are you waiting for to happen next? The elimination of all Muslims there, so that no living creature remains in Gaza. End quote. We would like to thank the NGO representatives and all Muslims who participated and spoke at our press releases and protest events. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with all Muslims who went out to the square to stand by the people of Palestine and remind the rulers of their responsibilities. May our Lord grant victory to Gaza and all of Palestine with a rightly guided caliph and brave leaders. Ameen. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Turkiyah.